Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another live devotional for you this evening. It is good to be here, and I'm going to be talking to you this evening a little bit about the Master of Disguise. That's going to be the title of my mini teaching / devotional tonight. It's called The Master of Disguise. Now, you may be wondering why I titled the devotional The Master of Disguise. Well, you'll find out tonight as to why I titled it that way. But anyway, it's good to be here. Brother Ray, good to see you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to be doing a short video tonight. And if anybody has any prayers or praises, you can feel free to mention them. I do have a prayer request. A lot of you may already know. I have a coworker who got into a very serious accident last week. Hey, Brother Bill, good to see you. Thanks for tuning in. Like I was saying, I have a coworker who got into a serious accident last week. And his name, I won't mention his name on my video, but if you want to know, just let me know and I'll reply back to you. But he got into a serious accident and he's in the hospital right now with a broken leg and some broken ribs. I went to see him today, and I saw him Monday. Had a chance to pray over him, give him a gospel track, and give him a Bible Monday. Couldn't really stay a whole lot today because he's so much in pain right now. He just wanted to be left alone, and so I just wanted to show myself to him, just let him know that I'm thinking of him and stuff like that. And so please be in prayer for him. Like I said, if you want to know his name, let me know. Get with me. Send me a message and I'll let you know who it is. But please keep him in prayer. He's really hurting real bad. Like I said, broken leg, broken ribs. It's terrible, you know? So you pray for him. And please pray for me too. I haven't really been doing as much videos as I like, and I really got to get back into doing some more teachings and stuff like that. I need to get on to getting my second message out in my new series that I'm doing. So pray for me on that, okay? Pray for me and my ministry. God's been dealing with me on a lot of stuff, so please pray for me, and I really would appreciate any prayers. But if anybody has any prayers or praises, feel free to, just let me know. I'll pray for you. I'll get you on my prayer list, and we'll go from there. I don't really have any announcements. Oh, I do have one announcement. I will be going to the VA on Sunday, not this Sunday, but a week from Sunday. I'm going to be going over to the VA to preach. So pray for me on that. Pray that hearts will, that they will receive the message, and, pray that God will prepare their hearts for the message on that Sunday. So that's the 27th. So pray for me on that as well. That would be good. That would be good. Anyways, I think that's going to be it for now. I don't have any other announcements. Although it is almost at the end of October. Amen. And November's coming up, which means Thanksgiving's going to be coming up soon in about another month or so. So praise the Lord. Anyways, it's good to be here tonight. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to be talking to you tonight. The title of this, I guess, devotional / short message is entitled The Master of Disguise. Now, why did I name it that? Well, let's get into it. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to start in verse 14. Actually, we're going to actually start in verse 13, okay? So 2 Corinthians 11 verse 13, and we'll just read on from there, okay? It says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work." Now, I want to just say this, okay? Satan is very subtle in what he does. And let's just think about something for a second. When is Satan the most when is he like the most of a threat to anybody? When is he like the greatest threat? When is he the greatest? When is the moment where he's like the most vile and most dangerous? Let's put it that way. When is Satan the most dangerous? Satan is not the most dangerous when he transforms himself into Buddha. Okay? If Satan transforms himself into Buddha, he's not that dangerous. We know that Buddha is just the teachings of all that is just, it's nonsense. It's not Bible. But Satan is the most dangerous when he transforms himself into an angel of light. Now, what do I mean by this? Let's take a look at Roman Catholicism for a second. Okay? Roman Catholicism, when you think of Roman Catholicism, what do you think of? You think that Roman Catholicism is a denomination, it's a Christian denomination. When in fact, Roman Catholicism is really none other than a paganistic religion that worships a false deity, a false Christ. Now, they will not come out and say they worship a false Christ. They will claim that they worship a Jesus. They will claim to worship Jesus Christ. But remember, let's not be deceived that when they have Christ on the cross, that is not Jesus Christ. Okay? Jesus Christ is not on that cross anymore. He is at the right hand of the Father. Brethren, let us not be ignorant at how Satan can transform himself into being a quote-unquote Christian, because he can do that. The Bible says that he transforms himself into an angel of light. We see before that in verse 13, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ." We see that Satan puts on a Christian disguise. Satan takes Catholicism and puts a Christian disguise on it. So when you think of Catholicism, you think it is Christian when it's not. It is Babylonian witchcraft. Lutheranism, okay, as a as a former Lutheran, as someone who grew up as a Lutheran, Lutherans are essentially Catholics repackaged. Lutheranism is really a branch of Catholicism. They are. Though having to find out that the Lord has revealed to me that when I was growing up, I grew up in more of a liberal Lutheran. Lutheranism is essentially what it is. Liberal Lutherans. So they had the Lutheran church I went to growing up had a woman pastor, which is against what the Bible says. So Lutherans, as per speaking from experience, Lutherans are a branch of Catholicism. Now you might say, well, Brennan, why are you talking about Catholicism? Catholicism is something that Satan has taken and put a Christian disguise to make it seem like it was Christian. And it is not. Satan is most dangerous when he disguises himself into the very thing he wishes to destroy. You see, Satan wants to destroy Christianity. So you know what he does? He disguises himself as the very thing he disguises himself into the very thing that he wishes to destroy, but we know that his disguise is a counterfeit. Okay? It's a counterfeit. Now let me see here. Let me take a look to see if I have. I don't think I do. Okay. So, but you see that we have the Word of God. The King James Bible is the Word of God. And Satan will take and how he will distort it and pervert it as he will use the NIV, the New King James. Oh, here we go. I got one. I got one right here. He'll use things such as the New King James Version. By the way, this here is called a triquetra. People will tell you that this is a symbol for the Trinity. But let me tell you something. There is no symbol for the Godhead. There is no symbol for the Godhead. And so therefore, Satan has taken and he's taken a perverse Bible and disguised it into a holy Bible when it is not a, in which this New King James is not a holy Bible, it is a unholy Bible. This has stuff missing from it. This is a perverted disguise. By the way, this will get you. If you get hooked on this, if you get hooked on like the New King James will drag you through to the New Age Bibles. This is going to be the most damaging right here. This is Satan's master of disguise. Let's not be fooled by it, brethren. Let us stick with the King James, and only the King James shall we stick. Amen. Now, we see that he will also impersonate. We see he impersonates the Bibles, the Bible. He tries to impersonate Christianity. Now, there is a coming deception. There is a coming deception that if it were possible, it will deceive the elect. We call him the man of sin. And Satan is going to send out a counterfeit Christ. A counterfeit Christ in which is going to be a disguise of what seems and may seem like it is the actual real Christ. And many people are going to fall for that lie. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. Second Timothy, Second Thessalonians. It says here, I'm going to start in chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. That is the translation, and that is us being gathered to him in the clouds. That ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, sheweth himself that he is God. Listen, folks, Satan is not done yet. And he's going to deceive the whole world. And he's going to deceive people into thinking that the Antichrist, the counterfeit Christ, the master of disguise Christ, is the real Christ, when in reality the real Christ is at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Now, let us turn to Revelation. Revelation chapter 13. Revelation 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wandered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? You see, people are going to go after the beast, and people are going to be fooled by the master of disguise. See, the Antichrist is going to be like Satan in the flesh. And Satan, you know who Satan is? Satan is the master of disguise. Why? Because Satan will disguise himself into the very thing he wishes to destroy. Brethren, let us not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians again. 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So, let's not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Let's not play dumb. Let's be smart. We are to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Folks, Satan is going to fool a whole bunch of people, because many people are going to buy in to his disguise. There was a Hollywood movie called The Master of Disguise. And that movie was about an Italian family. And they specialized in putting on a disguise and becoming another person. And we see that becoming another person tricks and deceives people. But they use it, they say, for the better good. But what better good is it when you are deceiving people? Now, there's a verse that's coming to mind here, and I gotta think of it. Was it? I can't think of it now, but listen, we need to be careful at not trying to be a person that we are not. In other words, just be you. Don't pretend to be someone that you're not. Because that's bearing false witness. Number one, that's bearing false witness. That's lying. And God says that we're not to do that. Let's not bear false witness. Let us be ourselves, in whom God hath created for us to be, and let us not try to put on a masquerade to fool people or to thinking that you are something that you're not. Let me give you an example of that. Bible says we are not to take the Lord's name in vain. It means don't curse out the name of Jesus Christ. Don't use his name as a curse word. And don't use his name for a curse word. But also, when you take a look at those who say or who are Christians but are not, but do lie, false brethren, they do these works and they're not saved, and yet they attach the name of Christ, claiming they are Christian. This is taking the Lord's name in vain as well. Let me tell you this. Okay? Let me tell you this. When you take the Lord's name in vain by putting on a disguise and to thinking that you are something when you're really not, you are disguising yourself as a sheep, but really deep down you are a wolf. Let's wrap this up with the following verses. Matthew chapter 7 verse 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. They are disguised as sheep, but they are wolves. For I know this, Acts chapter 20, verse 29, and we'll be done. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. You know how the wolves do it? They disguise themselves as sheep. And at a precise moment, when they seek and see an opportunity, they will strike and they will devour the flock. Pastors, be on the lookout for false brethren and false sheep. Look out for those who are disguised. And take the rod and smack these wolves and serpents out of the church so they don't devour or kill your flock. Amen. So, who is the master of disguise? Satan is the master of disguise. And he seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. Will you look out for him today? Will you look out and be sure to open up the word and fight when needed? Will you take heed and be aware of Satan and his devices? The thing I want to encourage you with is don't be fooled. Get in your Bible, study your Bible, read your Bible, and think Bible. Amen. Listen, guys, I love you guys. I hope this was a blessing to you. This was very short, I know, and it probably was not probably a full-length teaching, but you know, I still hope that this can be a blessing to you. Please be in prayer for my coworker. Please be in prayer for me. Please be in prayer for the ministry, for my videos, for the Facebook ministry, the sermon audio ministry, YouTube ministry. And I'll be getting this thing posted tonight, so keep a lookout for this on either on Facebook, YouTube, or sermon audio. And but anyways, with that said, I love you guys. God bless you. And we'll see you next time. See ya.